At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Oh, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Ruhlman Steakhouse, not open today, not open tomorrow, open Wednesday.
Philman's.
But you can still drive by and long for it when it opens on Wednesday, saying, I can't wait to be there for a steak, lunch, or dinner, filet mignon, sirloin, New York strip, Chilean sea bass, walleye, cookie skillet, or, as Sip gets, the crab fried rice for, for really a good side there.
I got a text from a friend, and he just said, just thank you to the stool. For pointing out Ruhlman's. He goes, this is my go-to place.
Oh.
He goes, I go there. He goes, I was just there the other night. He goes, this is my go-to place. He goes, and also he goes, I talked to Phil. And he goes, it's amazing. He goes, it's my go-to spot. And it's where I go. It's also, okay, it's in Ashland. It's nice. It's a nice kind of have a little drive. It's relaxing to have a little drive to where you're going.
I love that.
And then when you get, when you come back, it's like, okay, a little drive home. Like, oh, it's kind of out of the way. No, it's not.
No.
It's not. It's so, it's a very relaxing.
Goes so fast.
Yeah, it's a very relaxing drive. And you get to go through Greenwood, which is what, Steve?
It's a chunky little town.
First grandma.
And Waverly. You get to go through Waverly.
Waverly.
If you're coming from this way.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that driving. It goes fast.
It goes very fast.
It's not a cumbersome deal.
Phil, but again, not open today. Open Wednesday. And they will have food
is
outside.
Is the van outside?
They'll have the truck, I think, tomorrow. Not today. I think they're completely off today. Tomorrow, the truck is out there. Then back open Wednesday.
Good to know.
And we are going to have an event there again. We had an event in June.
Time out.
We had an event in June. Now we're going to have one in late August before the season begins.
Can you expand on that?
Okay. All right. Late August, right now we're going with.
Yes.
Okay.
The plan was August 27th, day before the game.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay, we'll have to revise the date. Might be the 20th out there at Ruhlman's, which is coming up soon.
Yeah, we'll have to set a date pretty quick.
Should we go for August 20th right now? Okay with that, Bill?
What day is that?
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
Wednesdays only for these events.
Okay. Wednesdays only.
My calendar gets pretty... Well,
I think we could probably do that.
Okay, August 20th. Call Phil at 402-780-8887 to make a reservation or ruhlmanssteakhouse.com for our preview show.
So basically it's a Husker preview show.
That's right. Yep.
Filming. Yes.
We'll do it again. We have a meal.
We'll break down a little bit of
as well.
Cincinnati.
That's right. Drink tickets as well. Great meal. We'll have more information tomorrow on that. But 402-780-8887, Ruhlman Steakhouse, our preview show late August. August 20th will be the date for that.
Today is August 4th.
It is.
Better get booked up. That thing will sell out fast.
We're way behind time again so quickly. We want to make sure we assess the defense because Bill rightfully so felt upset.
Let's mention the defense. Do it quick. Rush through it.
Well,
yeah, that's what
make sure it gets there. Yeah. The defense. Andrew Marshall is going to be a cornerback, starting cornerback. You saw him, SIP number 10. Andrew Marshall, the Idaho transfer.
Yes.
I thought he looked very good out there, both in drills and the scrimmage. He looks like he's going to be a good playmaker for Nebraska. Again, first pad of practice, long ways to go, but in terms of if that means anything at all, I thought he looked really good on Saturday night.
Clear starter.
Andrew Marshall.
Clear starter, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, he'll start opposite of Sierre Wright.
Yes.
The first unit defense, it was Judy on the line, Lenhart, and Keona Davis. Then the linebackers were Marquise Watson, Trent, Javon Wright, and Deshaun McCullough.
Yep.
Now, this is where my lack of football expertise hits. Like, where's Shavers? But now, is that just a package thing?
That might be. I don't know how. It's hard to really, but I'd imagine they were in a lot of, when we were playing against Nebraska, I didn't see what personnel they're in, but it's all about you match up to personnel. And in general, if it's a if it's a two wide receiver defense, I mean offense, then you're going to be in base. If it's a three wide receiver, you're going to be in nickel. Mm-hmm. So it's
they're
kind of
a, nickel a, lot.
A version of whatever they, whatever, however they name it is what it is. So that can make a difference. Like you said, hey, you know, I play this in base and I also play this in nickel. So some backers can be different in those spots. So the
you're wheeling them in and out.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes on with it. So I wouldn't look too deep into that.
I don't
at all with what how they're lined up and what they're doing. But they clearly, when they call out whatever the version they say it, that when there's ones. So it's
that's
like,
the thing.
That's still ones.
Yeah.
I mean, because you can't say it's not a thing when there was a thing that Teddy was at right tackle.
Yep.
And Pritchett was at left tackle, which you guys, which was projected. But that was a big conversation. So it's still ones and twos and with wherever it's at. But I wouldn't read into it too much after practice six of where that exactly.
Yeah. So again, to reiterate, Keona Davis, Cam Linhart, Elijah Judy up front. And then McCullough, Javon Wright, and Marquise Watson, Trent. So then the good news is, I mean, you still have Vincent Shavers and McGahee. You have a lot of guys to go to. Jacob Bauer to a certain extent.
So the next group up front,
Van Poppel.
Okay,
he rotated in with the ones a couple times too.
Yeah, Van Poppel rotate in. I mean, the other guys are the other guys. There's no surprises. Jake, help me out here. Van Poppel. And then there's Williams Winery, of course.
He was second team.
He looks okay. Yeah, Dylan Parrott rotates in there. You see some Mason Goldman. The guys are the guys. I mean, there's no real surprises there. Winery, I locked in on him twice. You know, he's just getting. They ran away from him one time, so all I saw was he's getting blocked. It was no big deal. I don't know that he had many chances to flash. Quarterbacks are wearing green. I didn't see any. There were some guys that got into the backfield, defensive players that flashed
back
there.
It was not Winery, though.
No. But again, it wasn't like they're the first. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jake. Oh, you were not there early. They were playing tempo early and getting the ball out really fast, so there wasn't really opportunity for pass rush. So I don't know. I thought the defense, per Bill's nudging us towards talking about it.
Rightfully so.
I know it's hard.
I thought they looked fine. I was more impressed with the offense, but that just might be the nature of the practice, you know?
And then what'd you see schematically wise? Were they running the 3-3-5?
Yeah, they're in it. They move a guy up to the line of scrimmage though. So it's, I always tell Sean gets really wrapped up in that conversation. I'm like, they're just playing football. I mean, there's so often when a ball snapped, there's four guys up.
Most of the time, that's what you'll see. Yeah. Most of the time, that's what you'll see.
Yeah. So they move McCullough up there. McCullough looks really good to me. Shavers looked really good to me.
Yes.
I mean, Shavers does look like a difference maker. And he's really, really good blitzer. When they bring
you're right, though. It was hard. Yeah, it was definitely an offensive highlight of practice.
Quick, I thought so.
It's tough to really make any impact in the backfield with the quick plays they were doing. Quick hitters right away. Yeah. But when we come back, song of the day and Bill's Thrills is next on an early break.
The Thrills! The